Next is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the Gurukul teachers, recorded August 2, 1976, at the Paris Farm.
He begins with Saranda, Sarvadharma Anparitajya Mami Sarvadharma. So, anyone who voluntarily offers a wish and says, immediately he becomes 50% Dharma. Because this material world means nobody wants to surrender. Everyone wants to become master. I am the monarch of all I survey. Everyone is planning how to become a master. Therefore the struggle for existence. Nobody wants to become a servant. You know very well in European history, Napoleon wanted to become the master of all Europe. Hitler wanted also. Similarly, there are so many leaders. Sometimes Roman leaders, sometimes Greek leaders, sometimes French leaders, sometimes German leaders, English leaders. The whole European history is full of fighting, war. The basic idea is that everyone wanted to become master. That is the material disease. We are now discussing Bodhi Maharaj. And he also wanted to become master in the whole universe. So that is the material disease. Actually, master is one, Krishna. There cannot be two masters. There is only one master. That is Krishna or God. But in the material world, because we have forgotten the real master, every one of us is trying to become master. This is material disease. Not only in one life, but life after life. The cat and dog, they also want to be master. The dog, if he finds another dog coming, he immediately begins barking very loudly. Why you are coming? So, this mastership competition is going on, life after life, sometimes as human beings, sometimes as animals, sometimes as fish, aquatic, sometimes as demigods, but this is the whole material system. And the difficulty is that we cannot become master, but on account of our false ambition that I shall become master, we are becoming servants of material nature. We are acting in a certain way to become master, creating a situation, mentality. And at the time of death, when this body finishes, the mind absorbed in that mastership idea takes me to another body according to my ambition. So I become again manifest in different body to exhibit my mastership. Another chapter begins. So they do not know how the subtle laws of material nature is working to give us opportunity to become master according to our idea, false idea. And we are actually suffering, sometimes as human beings, sometimes as animals, sometimes as trees, sometimes as so the mastership cannot be attained. That is not possible. In the false idea to become master, we are becoming slaves of the laws of material. This is real position. And that is suffering. So, when one comes to this understanding that we are not master, we are servant, Bhavanam janmanavanti jnanavan man pravartate. After many, many births, if by chance one gets the association of the servant and the Lord, then he understands that he is not master, he is servant of Krishna, and then he surrenders. Vasudeva sarvaditi samahapa sudulava. Such great soul who has understood that I am eternal servant of Krishna, he is a very great soul. Sama Mahatma Sudurlava, very, very rare to be found. And that is the fact. The sooner we learn that we cannot become master, we are eternal servant of Krishna. Let us surrender to Krishna and remain in our own position as servant. Then it is perfect surrender. Therefore, one who surrenders, one who offers, this is the beginning. Manmanam bhavamadu bhakta madhyaji maga namaskar. Namaskar. Krishna says, Namaskuru. Namaskuru means, just offer your obeisances unto me. So in the essence of Krishna is everywhere, but Krishna's sense is representative. If we begin offer Namaskuru to the representative, it goes to Krishna, and then gradually, by the grace of Krishna, one becomes Krishna conscious and becomes situated in his own original consciousness, Krishna consciousness. And that is perfect phenomenon. Thank you very much.